Preston, the investigation goes on in Kansas City following the mass shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. ABC's Alex Perez is there.
This was a big event that the city prepared for. So there were hundreds of officers all over the place, about 800 officers specifically assigned just to monitor this area with thousands of people. And then there were 24 other law enforcement agencies who were brought in to help keep things safe. Yet with all those officers on the scene, we still had this shooting.
One person was killed in this shooting. More than 20 others, including several children, were shot and wounded. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee posting on X about the threat by Russia to put nuclear weapons in space that would be targeting satellites. Many wondering why the chairman opted to make it public that way. Former President Donald Trump expected back at another New York courtroom today. He says he'll be there in person for the hearing in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. This is ABC News. Ukraine hit with another widespread Russian missile barrage. At least 11 people hurt in the attacks launched early this morning. The British economy taking a downturn. It has officially slipped into a recession. Economists, though, think it will be relatively mild and short-lived. Another tech giant trimming its workforce.
Cisco Systems announcing this week that it's preparing to cut more than 4,000 jobs. That's about 5% of its global workforce of nearly 85,000. The internet networking pioneer, the latest in a parade of tech companies laying off employees to boost profits and stock prices. It's also a sobering reminder of the growing job insecurity in an industry which is increasingly embracing artificial intelligence. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Groundbreaking today in South Carolina on a $2 billion electric vehicle plant. It's being built by Volkswagen and will roll out EV versions of the old Scout SUVs, popular in the 60s and 70s. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Race to savings right now at Menards. Get the comfort and support you'd expect from a new mattress with Serta. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. The Serta Perfect Sleeper Sarlington mattress provides cool contouring comfort and relief from pressure points. Don't sleep on this deal and pick up a queen today for $739 at Menards. Price is good through February 18th. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats like Senator Jeff Smith say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Spring training gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. This will be the 26th year Milwaukee has held their spring training in Maryvale. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. Damian Lillard was asked why the team struggled with Doc Rivers' plan defensively against Miami.
I think it's just a mentality. You know, when he's challenging us like that in the huddle, it's the type of mentality that you go back on the court with. You can do that with communication. You know, you can talk yourself into a game, talk yourself into being in the right spots. But that was really it. You know, I thought on top of us not communicating as loud and as often as we should have and could have. You know, when shots weren't falling, we didn't have as much urgency. We weren't as physical. Certain things that we knew they wanted to do and that they did well, we didn't take away. You know, that was just how the game went.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Snow will end this morning, then mostly sunny here through the afternoon. It will be cooler today. We'll get to a high of 33 is all, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Super Thursday edition. Donald Trump has his day in court. You better tune in 4 to 6 p.m.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Up in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Morning has broken.
Now the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
7 a.m. comes too fast, roll out of the bed to that alarm clock blast. It's a beautiful.
At Radio WMDX, good morning, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, and that snow is melting off. It's looking beautiful outside today. This is just unbelievable how it went from a snowy landscape to just melted slush.
It's gorgeous out there. Slushy, mushy snow. It's wintertime in Wisconsin. Big reminder from Mother Nature. Rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em, top of the morning to you.
Shush.
You got the John and Gordy Show.
I'm already
starring
with
Catherine
you.
Lake.
Shush. I am not starring. I'm just over to the side trying to stay off camera.
Yeah, Catherine Lake is here in the studio just, you know, giving us a hard time, but that's not working.
That's my job.
All right. Well, let's take a look at what's going on down in Tennessee. Down in Tennessee.
Boy,
we should find that song, Down in Tennessee.
Okay.
It's a bubblegum group, but at least they say Down in Tennessee.
Rocky Top.
A lot of things are going on down there. Because they have a Republican legislature, and they got a Republican governor, and they have a super majority in the legislature, so they can do any damn thing they want, and they are.
What are they up to in Tennessee, John?
This is just fantastic stuff. You will not believe this discussion. Let's just play the cut right here.
To the sponsor, what flag does this amendment not allow?
It allows only the flags that are listed in the bill, and that would specifically include flags that teachers are currently using to indoctrinate students in a particular set of values, including the pride flag.
You throw terms out, indoctrinate, it's one of those buzzwords. Very unfortunate to use, and it's not accurate. I'm a fairly learned man. I've never been convinced by the flag. Learned about a flag, but that's never caused me to become indoctrinated in anything. What does anywhere a student can see me? If I have a coffee mug, does that count? What about a necklace? If a teacher has a tattoo that is a flag in this great country, we're going to penalize that person. How is that going to be enforced?
Yes, if someone were to have a tattoo of a flag, that is not permissible. We want values to be taught by parents, not by teachers who try to indoctrinate kids.
I hope y'all heard that. That's extremely dangerous. However you feel about a pride flag, Russian flag, Black Lives Matter flag, about a thin blue line flag, however you feel personally about that, we have to be united pushing these types of attacks at our personal freedom. We got a great teacher out there doing great things for 20 years. Because they have a tattoo on their forearm during their time in the military, you're going to discipline that person. We were not elected to push things like this. There's no indoctrination. If they're doing that, there are ways, there's laws on the books today to deal with that. But to have a flag displayed is not indoctrination.
There are progressives across this state that are trying to take these values that are represented by a flag and indoctrinate children with them. Parents are tired of it. They have put...
We're not going to have any outbursts, or we're going to have the room removed.
That was
Our
an angry
rules
progressive.
Do not allow members to try to incite responses. And that's what the sponsor's doing currently.
President McKenzie, that's going to be up to a lot of interpretation.
All right. Now, I played that earlier a couple of days ago, and that's Gino Basolos. He's put out this this flag ban, and you thought that was bad enough. Well... It wasn't bad enough.
There's more?
Yeah. Now, Senator Hensley down there in Tennessee, who often wears, get this, Confederate flag ties at the Capitol.
My goodness.
Sure. Why not?
Is just rub it in people's faces, right? Yeah. Has added an amendment to this flag ban in schools that would exempt Confederate flags.
Wow.
Just
to throw that in.
He just says it out loud. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. This is just flaming racism like nobody's business.
Yeah,
oh, but
South
they don't
shall
see
rise
color
again.
Yeah, they don't see color.
All right.
And I tried to blow this up a little bit here. I'm going to try to read it. This is also
tiny writing. Good luck with that.
I love this. There's a specific provision to protect the display of flags representing historic conflicts or historic organizations under the Tennessee Heritage Protection Act.
Oh my gosh.
Now get this. They've banned a lot of flags, but this, to make their point, the bill also gives any parent the right to sue the school for an unauthorized flag display, regardless of whether the flag, whatever.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they have. So, and plus, by the way, this also bans pirate flags.
No good. Wow.
I'm very serious.
That's legit.
This is the obvious.
The skull and crossbones, right? Yeah. No skull and crossbones. Okay.
Oh, man. You know, those liberals, they want to indoctrinate students into being pirates.
You know, let's try to understand why this man is feeling this way and saying these things, why MAGAs feel the way to support a Donald Trump, for instance. It is because he represents freedom, right? And freedom. You know, something different them. To them, it's something different. It's not just a regular politician. He's outside the Beltway because he's not a politician. And that's why. But the flag business, it's fear.
It is fear.
It's fear. Yeah. If you present teenagers with a menu of options, it makes the parents uncomfortable. I don't want you to know about trans. I don't want you to know about queer because you might choose it. Like they have a choice.
Like it's a choice.
That's the ignorance and fear, right? That's why they just need to get edumacated.
Well, the other thing, too, is this is crazy. What other flags are banned? The flags of other states, national parks, foreign nations are also banned.
From the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
And it's happened.
Talk about flags.
Joke flags. Okay. And pirate and rainbow flags.
So, of course, rainbow flags.
You can't
flags,
have joke flags.
Joke?
Okay. And so.
You sure it's not woke?
No knock knock jokes?
It's not woke
flags,
flag. It's joke flag.
No, it's just joke flags.
Okay. All right.
So here's the other thing. And I mentioned it earlier. It's the fact that you can get sued for having a flag. Like a flag tattoo, they notice it. Well, they could sue you for having that flag in a classroom. A student punished for having a pride flag, get sued. Parents angry about students wearing pride flags, you can get sued. Anybody can get sued. And I would like to remind a lot of people who are conservative, you were once against tort reform. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing here was, you know, you didn't want people suing everybody all the time. It was ridiculous. The courts are, you know, the answer to everything for a lot of liberals and Democrats and progressives. But now, of course, they're allowing lawsuits like crazy. They're just letting everybody sue everybody else. Like in Texas, you can sue, you know, if you know somebody is getting an abortion or planning one.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is running rampant in the right wing, just allowing people to sue. And then, of course, that creates an immense amount of fear. How about amending Eugene's bill? This is a suggestion from one Twitter individual. How about amending Eugene's bill requiring any state-exempt entity in Tennessee displaying any Confederate flag of America?
Including around his neck.
Outdoor poles, flag poles. You should also have to display a white surrender flag above the Confederate flag at the same time.
That's good. Yeah,
how about requiring that?
Yeah.
Or
that's good.
What's the other? Do you have that other exemption there? No surprise here that anyone that's been paying attention, especially during Black History Month, that's right. Why Hello. These things are coming out, right?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That the GOP are bold enough to brazen enough to, and hateful enough, by the way, to proudly enshrine their racism and homophobia out in the open.
Yeah. It's maddening. What's the guy's name from Tennessee again?
It is Gino Balso.
Okay, just want to
remember proposing
him.
That, and the other guy is Hensley, who wants to make an exemption for the Confederate flag. Beautiful.
The difference is between the states, man. Yeah. I mean, Wisconsin is all about environment and farm and welcoming and humor. That's why one of the reasons I came back. I think the state of Wisconsin is awesome. I will never move south. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will never move south.
I want your guys' take on this.
Okay.
Because I guess at the time I really didn't even know what to think of it. When I was in high school, there was at least one person who consistently wore a Confederate flag belt buckle. Mm-hmm. And like nobody did anything about it. What do you guys think about that?
Belt buckle, huh?
Back in the older days, or is that what you're referring to, your older days?
He was born in the 2000s.
This was like 2017, 2018 long ago.
That's not that long ago. In the older days, you know, Confederate flags weren't really thought about very much. No one really considered it anything.
That's interesting because that's on TV shows. Yeah, it's more like jewelry, you know, a belt buckle. I don't know.
You're going to excuse it because it's his friend?
No, I'm not excusing.
He wasn't my friend.
I was going to say, he's probably not your friend.
No.
You judge him. Judge him. I'm judging him. I'm judging you for wearing that flag. Mm-hmm. I would think ill of you, just like I would think. I'm sorry, I would.
I agree.
And they are free to think ill of me for putting a BLM sign in my window.
Personally, like once upon a time, I guess I wasn't educated enough to realize just how bad the Confederate flag was, because like I grew up watching the Dukes of Hazzard, seeing it on the General Lee all the time. But I guess a lot of people just don't realize how bad it is and like stop and think about what the Confederacy was and what it meant.
Right.
Well, and back in the 70s, too, I mean, you go back to rock guys out of the South. Lynyrd Skynyrd had a huge Confederate flag in back of their band concerts. The South.
Did it mean the same thing or was it just kind of a decorative thing?
It was a decorative thing. They're from, you know,
there was
Lynyrd
no message.
Skynyrd. No.
Yeah. We've given it a message now.
Yes.
And probably rightly so.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
definitely.
Rightly so. We've given it a message. It's real. Yeah.
Well, it just kept racism undercover.
Yeah.
Now we've called it out, and we're getting rid of a history that we're never going to forget, never should forget. It should be taught in schools, but it's a history we should be ashamed of, and people should feel bad about it.
And we should learn from it.
Coming up, Iowa is proposing separate but not equal.
Oh, Lord.
In a little while, we'll be finding out everything you need to know about the Testicle Festival.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's Springfield Corners.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. This is Madison, capital city, and we're a block away from the Capitol where everything is happening.
Live and direct. People making their way through the slush and mush. We had some snow overnight. Out of here. Still kind of cloudy, but it's a little messy out there. Yeah. 32 degrees and temperatures staying steady today.
That guy's got to push more right on the side.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Taking care of State Street
first.
That's weird
stuff. That's a weird machine. I don't think I've seen that one.
No.
Morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Catherine Lake is in the studio.
Yeah. It's more about
you.
It's more about you.
I know.
I'm just a corner player.
Oh, no.
I don't.
No, you're really adding.
Estrogen.
Yeah.
Adding estrogen.
608-879-8255. We were talking about the flag displays, and Dick is on the line with a comment about that. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. Real quick, I'm glad other legislators around the country ponder such important things, but a hypothetical for them. Hmm. What if the Titans decided to just pull an Irsay family, move out in the middle of the night, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers decided they wanted to move there? They wouldn't be able to take them because of the flag.
Because of the pirate
flag. You're right.
Good point.
Good thought, Dick.
Pirates.
Love it.
Dick, thank you.
Thank you, Dick.
I want to get local here. The redistricting maps have been approved by the Senate and the Assembly. Okay. And Evers is like, waiting. Keeping us all in suspense here. But during the debate in regards to this map being approved in the Assembly, Senator Chris Larson had a few comments that he wanted to make, a few points he wanted to make to the Senate leader, Lemahieu. Let's
because they don't benefit the Democrats enough. They wrote our maps, they wrote Will's maps, because they're not Democratic enough. Wisconsin voters deserve more certainty than Wisconsin Supreme Court is willing to provide. The legislature, we're going to step up. We're going to end this sham litigation and pass the governor's map. Nomination papers will be circulated in 62 days from today. The 2024 election is almost here. Passing these maps and having them signed by the governor will give Wisconsin voters the certainty that they deserve.
And so I find it not to be a coincidence that today is the day that you are suddenly saying, oh, no. We are giving up gerrymandering for Lent. Today is the day. We were visited by three ghosts yesterday, and somehow we found in our souls that we are going to do the right thing now. All that gerrymandering that we did before, all those bad things, that's behind us. Forgive me for speculating, because this is what has been happening repeatedly for the last 14 years. There will be every attempt after this is passed, to continue to try and prevent the public from actually being represented in this legislative body and in the state assembly. So forgive me for having a memory, but I am voting no because I do not trust what you guys are up to. Thank you.
There you go.
That makes no sense. He said nothing.
I wish that they would have taken this completely out of politics and just let the Supreme Court decide these maps. Mm. I don't want Governor Evers' maps. approve it, even if the Supreme Court picks those maps, that's fine. But I want the Supreme Court to do this. That's what we had a huge election over, you know?
Right.
And here we are now. We're bypassing the Supreme Court by approving these ridiculous maps. Good maps by Governor Evers, but approving it with a stipulation that it doesn't affect any other elections before the November election. In other words, recall elections.
Right. Mm.
So it protects Robin Voss. You know, if I were Evers, I'd be really angry at Robin Voss. He's the leader who's been destroying everything in this state for so long and blocking everything that Governor Evers has ever proposed. All the work he puts in for every biennial budget, and they throw it out. They toss it out. They rewrite a lot of what he has in it, and then they reduce the amounts, and then they take credit for it because they don't want to give him any credit for anything that he proposes. And then this happens, and then they put this exemption in to give Robin Voss a little breathing room for a recall election for him, and they expect Governor Evers to go along with something to protect Robin Voss. Now, the likelihood that he'll be recalled is very slim. But if I were Governor Evers, I'd make a very big point of this. Just throw it in the Supreme Court. Let them make the decision. Keep it out of the political hands altogether, Democrat and Republican. That's where I'm standing.
Okay. It's fair.
It makes a telephone.
We got a call from a telephone?
Yes, we do.
What is that?
Mark is on the line. He wants to talk a little bit about the maps as well. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's the maps, I think, Evers should probably veto it because I don't trust the Republicans at all. I was hearing that they're probably plotting with, you know, collaborating with, conspiring with Will. Let's put it that way because that's what they tend to do these days. To take this right to the Supreme, you know, to say, well, this isn't right. We had to do this, and we're going to drag this out, so they can keep the current maps in place. The current maps that are unconstitutional, even as a simple reading of it, no, they're not contiguous or compact. You know, either the assembly districts or the Senate districts, because I don't know if the Senate districts meet the standard of not splitting up any of the assembly districts, dividing between Senate districts. And for the flag issues, a couple of you guys are about roughly the same age I am. Do you remember the Pride, not the Pride flags, the Earth Day flags back when we were probably...
Yes.
Would those be banned as well? I mean, that popped into my head here in the flag.
I think they tried to ban them back then. They didn't let those at all.
And what's next from these people? If the teacher starts talking about the Tulsa race massacre, you know, back in the 1920s, parents don't want their children learning about that. Should that be banned teaching that as well? I mean, or the lynching pictures we saw when we were likely in high school in history class.
Right.
How far do they want to take this?
How about the Don't Tread on Me flag?
I just was thinking about that. Yeah, is that New Hampshire or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, thank you.
There's so many different
flags. Guys.
Okay, appreciate it. Of course, my favorite is the pirate flag. Banning
you
that.
Still want that?
We certainly don't want to indoctrinate kids into piracy.
No.
Although I have accused the Republicans in the state legislature of being pirates for a long time. Before I called them gerrymandered Republicans, I called them pirates. Because, you know, it's just they just steal everything. They're just taking over, and they don't care what anybody else thinks because they think they have the hand in all of this because they were voted in, and they're the majority that was voted in, you know, by the voters, even though it was, again, gerrymandered. They controlled those votes.
Edumacate me. I need to know the flags that were proposed to the governor. He came from him, and they started to change him again, right? Can we get clarification on that? Next, I need help.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Thanks.
We will.
All right.
Headlines coming up. Also, farm news with Pam Yonke and the Testicle Festival.
Oh,
we're
going
to find out all about it.
Springfield Corners finally will get everything we need to know.
Yeah.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying. It's the John Gordy Show.
92.7 WMDX.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There is a flurry of activity down at the state capitol in Madison trying to wrap up business before the end of the session. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Wisconsin agriculture is keeping an eye on a few items. Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan is the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She's optimistic about at least a couple items that she thinks will be accomplished.
Two economic issues that I think are going to make through. There's a couple ideas for TIF districts, tax incremental funding districts, that are trying to help out a new processing plant for potatoes up in the Stevens Point area, and then down in Evansville for soy processing. So those are two things that I think are going to get done, so we can help everybody, especially in those particular areas.
Wisconsin Senator Joan Ballweg from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Now, Ballweg says, unfortunately, she does not think that they're going to have enough time to take action on the proposed carbon credit calculator. She said too many details to be worked through. She also said they likely are not going to finish the transition to grazing grant program that's currently in front of them at the state capitol as well. We'll keep you posted on whatever we hear from the state capitol, as always, at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Leadership Institute is a year-long premier crash course in personal development, agricultural advocacy, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau that builds up strong Farm Bureau members. I'm proud to be a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member because they invested time and resources in me and my development, and I cannot wait to give a return on that investment.
WFBF.com.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And speaking of the state capitol, coming up next week, Monday, it will be awash in the blue and gold. Next week is National FFA Week, and on Monday, more than 200 FFA members from across the state, along with their advisors, will be at the state capitol. They'll be visiting with State Secretary of Education, Dr. Jill Underley, as well as other state secretaries and also their elected officials. Monday, FFA Day at the Hill, celebrating National FFA Week. There's your food and farming update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air. Snow will end this morning, then mostly sunny here through the afternoon. It will be cooler today. We'll get to a high of 33 is all, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, the capital city of Wisconsin. It's the John and Gordy Show, of course, as you can hear in the song. And we have Catherine Lake as our guest again this morning.
Hi.
It's great having you here. We were talking about the redistricting maps and how it has been amended a little bit, and that allows no recall elections to be considered until November, and that's when these maps will kick in, essentially. But you heard something different on Tom Elbaugh's show.
Help me understand that Evers put it forward, and it should be like, sign off, sign off, sign off. Everybody signs off.
Right.
Why not?
He had said that if he's presented with his map plan, then he said, why not? Quote, unquote, why not? He would not sign it. But Pat Kreitlow was on Todd's show yesterday, and they were talking this over. If he signed those maps and they went into place, there's a possibility that somebody could bring a lawsuit forward about them to, like, a lower-level court. Mm-hmm. And if that court strikes those maps down, until they're appealed to the Supreme Court, they wouldn't be constitutional. We couldn't use those maps. So we would revert to the current maps that we're using, and those would be in place until the Supreme Court takes that appeal, which would most likely be after the election.
Fascinating. Tricky.
It's a possibility that Robin Voss may know or realize that recall will not happen, and this may be the trick. But again, the Supreme Court said that if they agree to these maps, Evers and the legislature, then those maps will be in place. So that's an edict from the Supreme Court. I don't know if it can be challenged at that point, but those possibilities are out there, and I'm sure that's what the governor's looking into currently. Okay. All right. So let's get to the more important issue
that is the testicle
this festival.
Is not right.
Yes.
right?
That's right.
That's why you're here.
That's right.
Exactly.
Springfield Corners.
That's why I want to be here.
Yes. The testicle festival is taking place this coming Saturday, and we have with us this morning Bill Gray from Springfield Corners. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. We're making big plans for this Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We cannot wait. And, you know, it's been going on for so long, and we just heard about it, so we apologize for, you know, being, so uninformed. Can you fill us in a little bit on the history of this and how it all came about? Because you're continuing the tradition out of Springfield Corners at this point. So what happened? What took place before?
As the story goes, it basically started back in the mid 70s. Some guys got together, probably playing euchre, decided to get together and have, I don't know how it started conversations about having testicles, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
And it kind of really got formed through that. And it went to a few other places in the Springfield area. And then as that kept growing, a gentleman kind of took it over in the late 80s, early 90s, named Roger Ripp. And he's kind of been running it ever since.
Running
it's
the
just
testicle
grown and grown
festival.
And grown.
Now, it somebody
just, somebody has to say it out loud again. You haven't said it even. Testicle festival.
All right. Somebody festival. Wrote, I don't know if it's, somebody said it was Roger Ripp is a farmer, right, out at the Whippoorwill Bar?
Oh. Yep. He's a farmer out in that area. He also had he sold a lot of products, like he had his own flour.
All right. So maybe he was just very familiar with the byproducts of meat. So
gotta use all
the testicles. He knew that people were using these in recipes, European recipes all over the country.
Oh, so it's
using
the French.
Testicles,
it's
right?
the French. You're blaming
the
French.
I'm blaming the French for this. I don't know if they have recipes for this, but they're great with sauces.
Yeah, so give us the menu. Tell us what's on the menu.
It is totally a secret recipe. No, I'm just kidding. It's basically egg wash, flour, and we've kind of changed it and add panko. Back in the day, I think they just used saltine crackers, crunched up saltine crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Panko.
So
we have
panko now.
We have bull and pig testicles. Mm-hmm. And then for those that are a little bit more squeamish, of course, we have ribs and drummies and appetizers and all that kind of thing.
What was that second one? Drummies? What is that?
Drumsticks.
Oh, what's drumsticks. Yeah. Drummies. I've never heard drummies before.
Yeah, that's
well. So bull and pig.
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And this was always on. It used to be on the Tuesday, like you guys talked about it on your other show, Mardi Gras, right? So it's a big deal for Tuesday nights.
Sure.
We've kind of changed it over the last couple of years to Saturday, just to make it. It was an all day event, as they say.
Well, what kind of crowds do you normally get?
It's pretty big. Back in the day, they were talking about how people from all over the place would bring in buses 100 miles away.
Wow.
No kidding. And you're not the only testicle festival. These are going on all over the place, right?
Yeah, that's what I believe. I believe there's some in Illinois, Iowa. I mean, of course, everybody knows the famous Rocky Mountain oysters, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of how they're known.
Yeah.
In Colorado? Okay. So
what do they call an oyster
because of the texture of an oyster is, you know, kind of, I'm going to get into this, rubbery.
You're not eating a whole one. I mean, they're sliced up, right? So it's not like you have to pop in a meatball, right?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. No, it's not like that. Okay.
Super. Okay.
So we're going to talk about this. You wanted to talk about it. Let's talk about your anatomy getting sliced up and parboiled.
It's not easy to talk about this. I want to ask, is there you've obviously eaten these. What do they taste like? I mean, let's go, you know, you've got and bulls, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be cliche. I would say the bull ones are a little bit more earthy. The pig ones are, as everything else in this world tastes like chicken. So
there you go. Okay.
But yes, if you can get through the, we're going to put quotes out there, right? Texture.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Is it springy kind of texture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Springy like a shellfish.
It'd be like a mushroom.
Like a mushroom.
And you also have some entertainment lined up, right?
Yes, we do. We have a band. They've been playing for the last 3 years out there. They used to be called Union Road, and now they're called Lights Out.
Excellent.
So it's kind of like country. Rock mix. That's what I would call it. Very good band. They've played the Brat Fest and a whole bunch of other big festivals.
And do they have on their song list Great Balls of Fire?
No,
are they going to play that?
I'm not sure if they do.
Yeah, see, they do.
Well,
I think they have Balls to the Walls by Accept.
No, Balls to the Walls? All right, that's all. Yeah, yeah. That's logical.
Somebody, this calls for some songwriter to write a song about a testicle festival.
I think so.
That's what I'm thinking.
We got to work on that. Sam, you, me, let's get the music together.
The next great songwriting duo?
I think so.
I'm really glad to hear that they're sliced up because I was thinking, you know, popping a ball in your mouth. That's something
else. Oh, my God.
And I was wondering, how do you eat them, right?
It's probably just like a big cheese curd.
Yeah. That's
it. Pretty much.
They're fried. They're crispy on the outside and springy on the inside, right? Wow.
I do have to tell you, being initiated in this, last year we kind of really, really took it over.
Yeah.
And to have to, and as a male, have to actually skin 40 pounds of bull and pig testicles was not the most...
No, it isn't.
They have, of course, they're
not a happy feeling.
It's not a happy feeling.
There are medical doctors out there and probably farmers who understand exactly what that must look like. And I just can't even. I can't even.
Yeah, I can't picture it either.
We keep our stuff inside. We don't have them all dangling on the outside. Women just much neater.
Yeah. Yes, but, you know, it's...
You have ovary festivals.
I don't even know what to say after that.
Bill, what time did things get underway Saturday
at
Springfield Corners?
Everything starts around 2 o'clock.
All right.
And then we keep the feed going until the band starts about 6 o'clock. And then it's and there's other things going on. We've got a couple games. Again, we have other appetizers, as I mentioned. It's an all-day thing. We have Safe Ride for those that maybe overindulge in an all-day festival.
Oh, well, that's good.
All right. Well, that sounds excellent. It's right down the street from where I live, so I cannot wait to make it over there.
I think we should go. Yeah.
Highway P and 12, right?
Enjoy yourselves.
Yes, you are correct. Right.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, filling us in on what testicles taste like.
The Testicle Festival.
Yes, indeed.
Springfield Corners, Saturday.
Bill Gray, thank you again.
Thanks,
Thank
Bill.
You so much,
we'll,
everyone.
We'll see you this weekend, by the way. All right.
Sounds good. Bill. Take care.
Yeah, have a great day, Bill. See, you know, I think we were well informed there, and we thank Bill for joining us.
Yeah, yeah.
Explaining everything.
You know, I think that we need to have a little discussion about us dangling out there as
well.
Opposed to
you know what? Here's the thing. You know, this is we could get Pam Yonke involved in this and give us a little bit more information.
She would know.
Let's see. Maybe we can line up an interview with her.
I'm working on it already.
Okay. This week.
Yeah, because she would probably know more about exactly what, you know.
The Fabulous Farm Babe.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll
She wouldn't mind doing that.
We'll try to do that. This is a monumental situation, and a lot of people are going to be rushing out there to get this, I think.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Move on. I'm so over this festival.
Well, let's talk about school religious chaplains.
Oh, no.
Okay. Shifting gears just a little.
And this
will be cut 267. All yes, right. I wanted to follow up that wonderful story about testicles.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to look at testicles the same way after talking about this.
And now you're going to find something serious? I need a palate cleanser. Come on, Gordy.
Just a little reminder, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 7 o'clock on Civic Media. You can get on the app. You can listen to the game at 7 o'clock tonight right here on your Civic Media app. Okay, a number of our stations are carrying that game this evening, 7 o'clock.
I don't watch a lot of sports, but basketball is fun to watch.
It is.
On TV or in person. There is some there's some art.
You have to be talented.
But they're talking a lot about, I'm hearing, and on YouTube, pictures of the NBA, you know, video of NBA players traveling all the time now.
Oh, sure.
To travel more and more and more. Not traveling the country. Traveling, you know.
Oh.
Traveling.
They don't even call
a violation.
That
anymore. They don't call traveling anymore. Yeah.
They don't call it as much. And there's video of kids going, dude, that's traveling.
Yeah.
Kids saying, hey, NBA, you're modeling badly. Basketball, you pin that leg down, that foot down.
Yeah. They don't care about that anymore.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird to me.
In school.
Right.
Well,
And they drive it into your head, and then you go into the profession, and then all of a sudden, you can run across the entire
world. It changed after the pandemic. Things opened up in basketball.
Really?
Yeah, they started allowing that because, well, because they couldn't guard as closely because of the pandemic.
Oh, my gosh. And so
that's where I believe things started to change, and they started to let traveling go. Because it slows down the game. It stops the, you know. It's foul after foul. And they're palming the ball or they're bringing it around sideways. It's not.
Right.
It's like one of those fouls that, you know, do we really have to call this? Let's let the game go. It's not so everybody does it now.
So I grew up at a time where, you know, it was a big deal to travel.
Right.
You're 6 feet plus tall. You probably played a lot of ball.
Were you
on the team?
Everybody thought I was good at basketball. I was terrible at basketball.
Okay.
But I have to say that we grew up with, you know, watching that traveling problem.
Right.
And now when I watch basketball, that's all I look at. That's all I see.
That's all you can see.
No, I really do.
Me too.
I watch that.
I'm watching, you know, reels of that people doing it over.
Okay. And I'm thinking, he just ran across the court.
The WNBA probably does not do that.
Maybe if you bobble the ball
in
your hands,
basketball doesn't do it. We don't travel.
I agree with you. When I watch women's basketball, that's the case. They also play in a different, slightly different court and a slightly different sized ball.
Really?
Right, Sammy, back me up on this.
Women's.
I don't know anything about basketball.
Oh, basketball in general. Okay.
Well, I used to watch. My favorite basketball used to be the Milwaukee Does.
They were
professional women's basketball league at the time, and I loved watching them because they didn't dunk, they didn't do all the easy stuff. They were actually talented. They had actually tossed the ball through the
hoop. So no dunking?
They didn't dunk, and they had to work as a team. And I thought women's basketball, I think, was more professional.
A better
game to watch.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I'm just going to stand
just
in the corner.
Very entertaining, and they still mostly don't dunk once in a while. But it's a much better game than it was once. Okay, 7:49.
Thanks for wrapping that up. I'm getting us out of that.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. 7:49. Coming back with leftovers, odds and ends, this, that, and whatever else.
Yeah. We're already at the end. Jeez.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Take out the papers and the trash.
I'm sick of looking at them. Trash.
The trash of society.
Time to take out the trash.
Trash cans are for garbage, Jimmy.
Trash, as in what's all around us.
Oh, I love trash.
I love him.
Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.
You know, it's slushy, it's mushy outside, it's cold, it's 32 degrees. But what do you say, Sam? Let's open up the windows here and toss out. You got the t-shirt gun ready to go?
I do. Okay. We gotta send
it's right
Civic
over here.
Wait a second. I thought you were going to give them away to a caller. You're going to shoot them out the window?
No. We're going to just fire off some t-shirts.
Out.
Okay.
Out there.
All right. We got the window open? Let's go.
No.
All right.
No, wait.
I see a guy over there.
Yes.
I'm going.
He's
going
to be frightened.
Let's go, Sam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, no. The machine, it's malfunctioning.
They're running. They're running. This is not funny. This is not funny. This is too many.
Too many
t-shirts.
Yes, it's from the radio
station. I think we're all out now.
No.
Yeah. We're out of t-shirts.
This is uncool.
That's a bad idea.
No more t-shirts. I'm going to have to go out there and pick those up.
Always make sure your gun is empty.
No. Okay. Not funny. Not funny. Should not sound like a gun.
All right.
Knock about three people out there.
They'll
no,
be okay.
They're fine.
Yeah, the radio station is Magic 98.
No.
That's us. The t-shirt says something out. Yeah. But Magic, send your complaints there.
That's blame not good. Man, t-shirts over State Street.
We'll
the buses
that.
Are going to roll over those.
Okay. Well, I thought, you know, if we're going to toss out the trash, you know, let's talk Trump.
Okay. Why not?
I found this to be probably one of the most interesting story of the week. I can't believe this thing. Trump continues to engage in media manipulation, reposting, get this, articles scrubbed from unfavorable information. Trump shared screenshots of the article in which Newsweek had a logo, title, and byline, but with the unfavorable portions of the article removed from the body. I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but he is editing, and then he's distributing the Newsweek article without all the bad stuff in it.
He redacted a Newsweek article and reposted
it. Made it look like it wasn't redacted.
Right.
In 1984 fashion, Trump mega sanitized the article by removing the following unfavorable information.
The unfavorable.
Well, let's see. A reference to a polling company that predicted Joe Biden would win the 2020 election. That was redacted or taken out. Also in 2020, Joe Biden won the popular vote by 4.5% in what was a record-breaking turnout.
Right.
So he took that out.
Yeah, he took that out.
What else, John?
Trump had a 43.1% approval rating at the same time, and that was taken out. Robert Hur said criminal charges were not warranted against Biden. Well, that came out.
Yeah, and then he scrubbed, Trump scrubbed anything positive about Biden and anything negative about himself in the Newsweek article and reposted it as screenshots to pass it off.
I'm going to defend Donald Trump. I'm ready for this. I'm going to defend Donald Trump.
What?
When you put up a theater, because I used to do some publicity for theaters and such.
Yeah.
When you put up a new play, you need a quote, you know, like Newsweek says must see, right?
Okay.
You don't post the bad reviews.
Well, right.
You know, the Wisconsin State Journal says, don't go. You know, you post the ones that like you. I'm going to say that's a fair thing for Donald Trump to do. Take out the good.
I disagree with you completely.
Yes, really?
Same. Completely.
How shocking.
You don't show the Newsweek logo, title, the article, and then act like this is like complete. This is what they wrote without putting in some of the other things.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's got to look genuine.
What did Newsweek have to say about it?
That's a good question.
Yeah, did Newsweek?
Nothing in the article about what Newsweek thinks about this or would let them do.
Newsweek is just happy we're saying Newsweek over and over again. That's probably really all they need.
Barely in business anymore.
Probably.
Bad publicity is good publicity for when it comes to publishers.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Was
there more on this?
There's the election in New York. You know, the Republicans ran somebody. Yeah. To take George, what is it?
Santos's
seat, you know, and this woman who was running was crazy, insane, and had a very very strong accent, so hard to understand. Mm-hmm. And she lost. Okay, and Trump went on Truth Social and attacked her after her election, and he wrote this: Maisie Melissa Pilip. Running in a race where she didn't endorse me and tried to straddle the fence when she would have easily won if she understood anything about modern-day politics in America.
Wow.
MAGA, which is most of the Republican Party, stayed home. And it will always be like that unless it's treated with respect that it deserves. Oh, I stayed out of the race. I want to be loved.
This is Donald Trump saying I want to be loved.
Give us a real candidate in the district for November.
Wow.
All right.
He said it out loud.
Yeah.
He does want to be loved. That's the definition of a narcissist. Yeah. Just needs you to love me.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got mental problems.
Well,
he really does.
He just might.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix that.
I don't either.
I don't know how to fix it. And I, you know, not putting him on the ballot, I just don't think that's the answer because people will be upset not having the choice that they want.
Yeah.
And that's fair, but I do want to get rid of the electoral college.
Yeah, popular vote should be the way to go.
Okay. No, right. That should be the way now. But that's not going to happen either.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, a little Bidenomic update here.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden, every single Republican in Congress voted against giving Medicare the power to negotiate lower prescription prices. Thanks to his Inflation Reduction Act, they're doing it anyway, and that's... Every Wisconsin Republican representative and senator not voting for any of that. They would have allowed Big Pharma to make huge profits on seniors and the drugs they pay for. This is for Medicare, of course, negotiating prices for Medicare. They would have allowed seniors to just drain their savings for high prescription drug costs. And, of course, you know, this we have to drum this home. This is a very important issue. Biden did this, and the Republicans will take credit for it. And we can't let that happen. This is something they opposed. They wanted seniors to lose all their money, their retirement money that they work so hard. You know, hardworking Americans put this money away, and now we are going to spend it on Big Pharma to take all of it back.
I did read somewhere along those lines that the majority of Americans believe that the problems with the economy revolve around profits and CEOs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's pharma is a big part of that.
On it. Yep.
Yeah. They're starting to pick. We are starting to figure it out.
Yeah.
That the high prices of anything that's remaining high priced is because of corporate greed, not individual greed.
Well, you know, maybe there's a good thing if they do something about the border, right? I mean, now it's gone. So now there's nothing else to talk about.
Thank God, because we're out of time.
Well, that's true. And we've taken out the trash at this point.
Yeah.
We've got more trash coming up tomorrow, too.
That's right. That's going to wrap it up for this Thursday. Tomorrow, Rocker will be joining us on our Friday show. We hope you'll be with us, too. Have a wonderful day.
Take a good one.
Take a good one?
A testicle.
Oh, no.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A classified briefing expected today on a new space-based nuclear threat reportedly posed by Russia.